Good morning again, Senator.
Good morning.
Fellow colleagues, Bulldog Tilton. Last time I checked, I still was Jeb Bradley, and I represent Senate District 3. And I'm here, obviously, in support of Senate Bill 476. Let me start out by trying to describe what this bill is intended to do, what it does. First of all, the purpose statement, as we all know in legislation, is vitally important. The purpose statement sends a clear signal that small business is the engine of economic growth in our country. In fact, according to the SBA, roughly two-thirds of the new jobs that are created in America today are from small businesses. The second thing the purpose statement does is make it clear that tax rules need to be established that allow the business owner, not a government official, to determine the full and fair value of the services that he or she renders to his business. The third item is clear guidance and certainty is critical to the business owner and to the New Hampshire investment climate. Clear guidance and certainty in terms of the rules of the road. And lastly, that the process of costly and expensive auditing hurts not only the Department of Revenue, but the business owner and the business climate. That's the intent of the purpose statement. Section 2 is the actual nuts and bolts of the bill. It clarifies New Hampshire law to ensure that what we call reasonable compensation is a deduction that's fairly attributable to the personal services that a business owner renders to the business, and that the deduction for those personal services that he or she takes is deemed reasonable unless the commissioner of DRA, by preponderance of the evidence, can prove the deduction claimed is grossly excessive. This is the old standard of reasonable compensation that I'm told had no problems when it was our law. So what does this legislation mean? Why are we here debating this? What are the problems that New Hampshire is facing with reasonable compensation? Currently what's happening, and I'm sure that all of you have talked to business owners that have been through this process, the DRA will audit a business owner and determine what they can pay themselves. That's a deduction that's called reasonable compensation, the business owner's salary that's allowed to be paid without a tax. Any compensation above that is subject to the 8.5% business profits tax. The burden of proof is on the business owner to prove that DRA's determination of reasonable compensation is wrong. Now, in the real world, it's a heck of a lot more practical, if you're the business owner, to simply write the check, take it on the chin, and pay the tax, because in most cases, the hiring of an attorney or an accountant to fight the Department of Revenue is prohibitive in terms of its cost. So practically speaking, that means that the Department of Revenue is in control of the process, and business owners are on the hook. Let's do a little math, just for an example's sake. Let's say a business owner pays him or herself $100,000. DRA goes in and audits that business and allows $50,000 as a deduction for reasonable compensation. I choose that number because there's a bill in the House, sponsored by Representative Almy, that would set the limit, the safe harbor, at $50,000. So the audit has happened, $50,000 is determined to be a safe harbor, reasonable compensation. But the second $50,000, that is business owner salary, is now suddenly redefined as profit, subject to the business profits tax. Please send us a check for $4,250. Again, business owners write the check because it's too expensive to fight. But all of us, especially those of us who've been business owners, are asking a fundamental question about our state. And that is, how is it that our government can tell a business owner what he or she perceives about how they run their own business, the level of risk that they're willing to take, how much they borrow, how highly leveraged they are, the 18-hour days that they work for their business, the sleepless nights that all business owners have, the second, maybe the third mortgage that business owners have on their home to stay afloat, the worry about meeting payroll every Friday afternoon, the worry and the fight in this economy to keep New Hampshire citizens employed. How does anyone else, especially a government agency, determine in any of these circumstances what a business owner can reasonably pay themselves? There's no sweat equity here by the government. What there is our government now defining, because we've allowed it to happen, defining as profit what I think most of us would consider a business owner's salary. And with that definition comes the 8.5% tax. I didn't think we did that in New Hampshire. Now, I know I spent a few years in Washington, but I don't remember the state ever having done that, because I didn't think that we were a state that would even be presumptuous enough to determine the threshold for a business owner to pay themselves. And the reason I thought that is because we don't have an income tax on earned income. Oh, except for the fact that we now do on business owners. And that's exactly what the government determining reasonable compensation is. A business owner income tax, because we've let the government and a government agency define profit to tax it. So this bill is critical. I don't think any of us would argue about that, regardless of our political affiliation, because we've seen over the last 5 years, according to testimony in the House, that there are 20,000 reasonable comp audits that have been conducted. There's a pretty much across the board hiring freeze in state government, a good thing, but DRA auditors are one of the few positions exempted. And we also have to look to the current law. I gave an example of $50,000 because that's the legislation that's pending in the House. But the current law allows a safe harbor of only $6,000. So let's do the math again. Let's use that $100,000 example. $94,000 in a worst case scenario could be subject to the business profits tax, meaning the tax would be $8,000. And increasingly, as we all know from talking to business owners across our states, the audits are targeting lower and lower thresholds. Commissioner Clardy, I'm told, testified recently in the House. He's testified a lot. And at first, on Representative Olmey's bill, he said that if the legislature chose to raise the so-called safe harbor from $6,000 to $50,000, it would be revenue neutral. And now, more recent testimony, he has said, or DRA has said, that raising that threshold to 50K could cost the state $14 million if the safe harbor is raised. There's only one conclusion that any of us in this room can draw. The smallest business in New Hampshire will, if they have not been already, get targeted eventually for reasonable comp audits and will be stuck with a hefty audit and a tax bill. If that's the kind of business climate that we want in New Hampshire, the kind of climate that we want on a bipartisan basis to attract new, well-paying jobs to our state, to alleviate the pain and suffering that our friends and neighbors, all 51,625 of them, who are out of work, then we can ignore this issue. Or we can work together to resolve this issue. Pass this legislation, make it very clear to business owners that what they consider salary, what they pay their mortgages with, what they feed their families with, that their income, their earned income, is not subject to a business owner income tax. And they are treated in New Hampshire just like everybody else's earned income, which is not subject to an income tax, and it's certainly not subject to a government agency determining a level of reasonable compensation. That's why we have got to resolve this issue. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator.